The death recently of a 16-year-old Somali-American boy in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood continues to spark concerns. Police are investigating. They haven't said whether the death was the result of foul play. For the second consecutive day, friends and supporters of Hamza Warsama demonstrated last night to raise awareness about the incident. More from KUOW's Derek Wong.
Hundreds of people, unfazed by the rain, gathered at Seattle Central College Thursday night, chanting. Among them was Ikram Warsama, Hamza's sister. She's grieving her brother's death, and she asked people to be patient because police are still investigating.
Even we don't know what happened at this point as his family. And so the speculation that is going on social media, I just want to say that everyone that's jumping to conclusions, thank you for your support, but at the same time, let's wait to see what the police have to say.
The speculation around Hamza's death includes fears that he may have been deliberately killed and targeted because he was Muslim, but authorities have not said whether there is any evidence to back up those suspicions. Still, Hamza's death has touched a nerve in the Somali-American community and in the Muslim community. Many Muslims say they already feel on edge because of the recent statements from Donald Trump and the attacks in San Bernardino and Paris, and now they're bracing for a backlash. Naima Hassan was among the demonstrators.
I'm a Muslim. I wear the hijab, which is the head garment. And I feel like, for me, when I walk out the house, I'm always on guard that someone's going to attack me, especially now after this incident with Hamza.
Even before the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, there were increased reports of hate crimes against Muslims in Washington state. Meanwhile, there are also renewed calls for unity. Several different religious groups are organizing demonstrations over the next few days to show solidarity with Muslims. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.
Hassan Abdi contributed to this story.